Agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on Bell County Water Control and Improvement District Amendment by David Collingsworth, Regional Business Development Manager, Central Basin.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is an action item for a project that's been ongoing. It depends on where you are and when, what's going on in the basin. This is kind of, at times, a high-profile project. So before I get to the resolution and talking about the money that we have budgeted and where we're going in the immediate future, I thought I'd give you just a brief, really brief history for some of those of you that are newer on the board. Back in 2002-2004, you're reading things like Bell County, Williamson County are the fastest growing counties in Texas, top 10 fastest growing counties in the country. And at that time, we had numerous customers that were begging, BRA, we need more water. BRA, we need more water. We're seeing growth like we've never seen before, and we need more water. And there were really two options. One of those options was to immediately begin developing the next supply of resource, which, as you know, is really not in a short time frame very practical. Or the other source, the other option was to look into our system and figure out how we could make more water available. And at the end of the day, that's what became the practical solution. But it had obligations along with it. You can go to the next slide, please. If you're from an liberal arts or an art background and you look at shapes differently than most, you need to look at that shape for just what it is. That is a shoe. And the reason that we put this slideshow together, and some of you that were here back in 04 and 05 will remember this, we put together a slideshow that really nailed down what those obligations were if we sold more water, because we wanted our staff and then subsequently the board to fully understand that it was more than just contracting water for Bell and Williamson County. So we called these our footstomp slides. Next slide. The obligations for selling more water for our folks in Bell County and folks in Williamson County, there were two major obligations. One was that physically the water wasn't where it needed to be, but if you know the BRA, we operate as a system. So it's our obligation sometimes to move that water from point A to point B. So obligation one was we would have to build a pipeline if we sold this water to move water from Belton Reservoir to Stillhouse Hollow Reservoir. The second obligation is the development of additional water supply sometime around 2050 to 2060. Next slide. So you see the Bell House pipeline connecting Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse Hollow. And then on, we can, it extends that system on down, as you know, we flow water from Stillhouse Hollow to Lake Georgetown. So in visiting with our board and with our staff, we determined that was the correct thing to do, so additional water supply was sold to meet the needs based on the growth that was happening. I'm going to move forward now to 2012. In 2012, one of our larger customers that bought some of that water, Bell County WCID, approached the BRA and said, you know, we bought that water, thanks for selling us that water, but it just so happens the way our growth is happening right now that we need that water not in Lake Belton, but we need that water where our growth is occurring for our largest customer, which is Killeen, on the southwest side of Stillhouse Hollow Reservoir. You can see where Killeen is. Killeen's growing out. Harker Heights is growing out to where the word hollow is. And it made more sense. It was more practical for Bell County WCID to build a treatment facility and pump water out of Stillhouse Hollow Reservoir instead of treating it near the dam of Lake Belton and pump it through a myriad of distribution and transmission lines to get it to their customers. So Bell County WCID approached the BRA about amending their contract and allowing them to take that water out of Stillhouse Hollow versus Lake Belton. The significance to the BRA for that is that now it gave us a partner in crime for development of that pipeline to move water from point A to point B. So at that time, we started working with Bell County WCID because they already have the intake on Lake Belton, and they already have some existing pipeline right-of-ways and easements, not all the way to Stillhouse Hollow Reservoir, but gets us a lot closer to Highway 190. So instead, they have a vested interest in moving that water from point A to point B. We've been working with their general manager and evaluating the possibility of using their facilities. Their facilities have some geographic limitations, so we started taking baby steps, and I dare call it preliminary engineering, but preliminary engineering, and making sure that geographically we could put in the infrastructure on the peninsula where they have the intake to move the water that we needed. Once we determined that it was probably practical to move that water, we sat down face-to-face and talked about the challenges. And one thing that came out of that meeting was that neither entity could afford to execute a contract and get years down the road and relive through another drought of 2011 and realize that we couldn't move as much water as we thought we could. So at that time, Bell County WCID contracted with Clemson University and brought their hydrologic modeling folks in to go in and actually crawl through the tunnels and look at the intakes and make sure that they could move as much water as the engineer said they could. Because of the positive outcome of that engineering modeling, now what we're doing is taking the next step and asking Bell County WCID to go in and engineer and look at exactly what it would cost, what improvements we would need, with the thought in mind that we're going to be able to move in excess of 90 million gallons of water a day through their facility. And the BRA actually needs to move about 30 million gallons of water a day during peak from Belton to Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir. So actually, Mr. Chairman, what we're asking for is to continue the engineering study. You can go to the next slide. The next steps, as I talked about, are to go in and look at the raw water pump and the booster station, the transfer pipeline sizing, and all this will take about 3 to 4 months. Next slide. We're asking for $50,000, which we have in the budget that you've approved, but because of the relationship between BRA and Bell County WCID, for us to give them money to do studies, we needed an interlocal agreement. We have one in place, but we spent the money that we had in that interlocal agreement, so we're asking for an amendment for the GM CEO to amend the interlocal agreement and us to spend up to $50,000 more for engineering.
How long is this proposed pipeline, miles?
As the crow flies, about 8 miles.
About 8 miles?
Yeah. About 8 miles, and if you go in the state water plan, the intake and the pipeline project is somewhere in the $36 million range. Very preliminary indications out of Bell County WCID, somewhere south of $25 million. So if the two of us can work together to do this, it'll be significant savings for both of us and our system rate customers.
How many acre feet are they under contract for?
How many Bell County?
Bell County WCID has, well, they have 13,000 acre feet in the latest sale.
Brad, do you know what they have? They have somewhere near 49,000?
Yeah, a little over 60,000.
Okay, a little over 60,000 acre feet totally out of the two reservoirs.
And you're proposing transfer how many acre feet per day if this all comes together?
Bell County WCID needs about 10,000 acre feet of water a year, and BRA needs about 20,000 acre feet of water a year. You want to add to that?
Yeah, operationally it'll be kind of like
the pipeline that we already have from Steelhouse to Georgetown, in that we don't necessarily pump water every day all the time. There'll be a lot of times when we're in normal and wet years that there'll be enough water flowing into Lake Steelhouse Hollow where we won't be pumping at all. And so the project is contemplated to allow us to move up to 30,000 acre feet per year, but there may be a lot of years where we don't move any. So we'll have trigger levels set based on reservoir levels of when we pump. Yeah, assuming it's going to rain.
Yeah, if it rains again. Yeah.
And according to the last presentation, it's on its way.
Yeah, right.
Any more questions?
Any more questions? Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute an amendment to its interlocal agreement with Bell County Water Control and Improvement District Number 1, providing for additional services necessary to analyze a pipeline connecting Lake Belton and Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir for an amount not to exceed $50,000.
Heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Robert. Second. Sal. Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes. Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.